Good morning. I'm Craig Kohlhaus.
I'm Austin Sauls.
And I'm John Richter. Thanks for joining us for a very special Bearfax. Today is our 800th episode, bringing you the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
This has been a big week for the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team. Last night, 12 teams were on hand for the second annual Bishop Garrigan Community Quiz Bowl. Garrigan students wrote all the questions, created the schedule, and served as readers and judges in this competition. The proceeds from the tournament will help pay for the Quiz Bowl team's trip to Nationals this summer in Chicago. Thanks to everyone who helped make this year's Community Quiz Bowl another big success.
There's more Quiz Bowl action today. 15 Garrigan students are down in Alta for their last competition of the regular season. Garrigan's first team includes Craig Kohlhaus, Austin Sauls, Lizzie Holmeister, Dustin Miller, and Rachel Birdie. Allison Frieders, Grace Stile, Levi Bernhardt, Hannah Bernhardt, and Jake Hamilton make up team number two. And the third team consists of Zach Kolash, Tony Kolash, Gabby Stile, Taylor Illig, and Emily Birdie. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
Last Tuesday, all of Garrigan's sophomores went on tours of different businesses throughout the area. Groups of students visited Northwest Bank, Keel & Pyre, COFAB, Kossuth Regional Health Center, the Good Samaritan Center, Pharmacist Mutual Insurance, Chemnas, and KLGA. Thanks to all the businesses who welcomed us to their facilities.
Last week, we had a special fitness activity as part of the Live Healthy Iowa Kids program. Daniel Gilhouse organized this activity where the whole school got together and walked an entire mile on the track. These are other activities planned for the coming weeks leading up to the annual Go the Distance Day.
We recently learned that another Golden Bear had been named an All-State basketball player. Junior John Burns, the Bears' top scorer this season, was named to the second team All-State by the Iowa Newspaper Association. John scored 448 points this year, averaging almost 19 points a game. John joins Emily Bell, who was named an All-Stater for the Golden Bear Garrett Girls.
This weekend, three Garrigan girls are headed to Des Moines for the state HOSA competition. HOSA is the Health Occupation Students of America, and many past members of Garrigan's HOSA group have gone on to careers as doctors, nurses, veterinarians, pharmacists, athletic trainers, and physical therapists. This year's senior Sheridan Birdie and juniors Alyssa Kirsch and Kenny Rother will be competing at state in HOSA. Good luck to them and to HOSA leader Jeannie Wonder.
As we said at the beginning of the show, today's broadcast marks our 800th episode of the Bear Facts. The show started 20 years ago before any of us here at Garrigan today were even born. Over 250 people have announced Bear Facts shows over the years. Most have just done it for fun in high school. But some of them have gone on to careers in media, including our very first announcer who went on to become a professional TV anchorwoman.
We've celebrated lots of good events over the years on Bear Facts, like trips to Nationals and dance and Quiz Bowl, state championships in golf and cross country, and trips to the state in football, basketball, track, baseball, speech, music, and math. We saw Gala grow from a brand new event to an enormous annual fundraiser, and we've reported on countless service projects around town and around the world. We've also reported on sad times, like the deaths of students and faculty members, or the school's reaction after the attacks on September 11th, 2001.
The Bear Facts Archives is one of the biggest sections on the Garrigan website. You can read through old scripts going back to the start of the internet age, and you can listen to every week's show from the past 5 years and selected broadcasts from as far back as 1996. Everything about the Bear Facts and pretty much everything else about our school is online at bishopgarrigan.org. We encourage you to go there and check us out online.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Mackenzie Eichen and Samantha Cruz. Here to tell you about them is Alex Bojoli.
Mackenzie Eichen comes to Garrigan from the Cedarboro area. She's a member of the choir, and she also really enjoys her art classes. When she's not at school, you might see her working as a lifeguard at the YMCA. Mackenzie plans to attend NIAC in the fall, and we wish her all the best. Samantha Cruz is a Wesley native who has been very active in the Garrigan music program. She's a choir member, and she's also been part of the Solid Gold marching band. After school, she works as a checker at Fairway. Samantha will be off to college in the fall, and we wish her the best of luck after high school.
Thanks, Alex. On this week's Golden Bear calendar, the Quiz Bowl team is at Alta Day. Then tomorrow, there's a confirmation retreat for freshmen.
Tuesday will be the annual academic banquet, when we honor the top students in all four high school classes. Wednesday, we'll have a reconciliation service, and that night, there's CYO track in Storm Lake.
Nicholas will be here for Mass on Thursday, and also the girls' track team runs at Algona High that night, and there's a boys' track at Forest City on Friday. Then next Friday and Saturday nights, the curtain goes up for the spring play, Shoestring Theater.
That's our 800th Bears Facts. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to catch the 801st show next week. We'll be back for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.